For most people, Black Friday means holiday bargains, but for a handful of demonstrators, it was a day to stand for animals. Members of Nashville Animal Advocacy stood outside Regency Furs on Hillsborough Pike Friday, bearing signs.
My name is Paige Massey. This is a part of Fur Free Friday, which is an international day of education from Tokyo to Paris to right here in Nashville. So all around the world, people are going out and reminding consumers to make compassionate choices this holiday when they're buying their gifts. And when they're out doing their shopping and trying to snatch up those good deals, to make sure to look at what they're buying and make sure that it's a good, sustainable choice.
Members of the group waved signs from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Your fur had a face. Wear your own skin. Fur is dead. Some of the photos depicted animals being skinned alive, and they were difficult to see. Rick Woosley explains.
Oh my God, look at that sign.
It's pretty awful.
And they're usually alive when that happens. More often than not, they're alive when that happens.
Do you know what type of animal that is?
This right here is a raccoon dog. And the only reason I know that is because this particular picture comes from an expose that PETA did in China where they had a huge open fur market and they were selling the pelts and they were skinning them right there and selling them.
Live animals.
Yes, ma'am. It happens. Now, in the U.S., it's supposed to be inhumane to skin them alive. However, the way they're killed is either they're drowned, they have their necks snapped, they are anally or genitally electrocuted, or they're gassed. Chinchillas, they'll take them and they bend them back while they snap their spine. And regardless of if the furrier actually processes the animals themselves or not, they all come from those sources.
Loosely says the action is designed to educate both the public and merchants like Regency Furs.
When you figure that we really don't need to wear fur, I mean, there's plenty of faux stuff, you know, out there that's completely warm, very much affordable. Fur is not particularly affordable, you know, if you think about it, most of us can't afford it anyway. And it's just not necessary, you know? I mean, it's just unethical to kill somebody who obviously can feel pain and they hurt and they suffer simply so you can have a fashion statement or, you know, what I call them, your status symbols. I mean, that's what they are. People wear them to show off that they have money, and there's lots of other ways you could do that without hurting somebody. Obviously, you hate to put anybody out of work, but you know, if it's unethical, it's unethical. If it's wrong, it's wrong, you know?
Fur is definitely losing out on popularity, and you know, and it's back in style, so I have my faux fur vest that looks just great, and people are definitely, for the most part, against it.
In many respects, it was a mild-mannered protest. No screaming, no yelling, no chanting. Paige Massey says it's because this is all about educating the people driving by, the people planning to walk into Regency Furs. The demonstrators agreed. The goal was not to castigate, but to educate. Asked for a reaction to today's demonstration, a staffer at Regency Furs told us, "We have no comment." In Green Hills, I'm Natalie Davis, Grateful Dread Public Radio News.